One other quick note, mentioned YMCA pool closed today. So you got Nichols Park pool closed, YMCA pool closed, Our Redeemer Daycare closed, Lake Atlanta Community College not holding classes, Jacksonville today.
And you're not allowed to come out here and use our bathroom.
No, because we've got to conserve water too.
Fielding phone calls is always wonderful when you're at the radio station in the morning with people calling in. And some of these questions are, you know, how long do you boil water? Mm-hmm. Well, we don't talk about it every day. So that is a good question. Yeah. 5 minutes, rolling boil, let it cool, then you can consume it. But they recommend at least 5 minutes boiling it to make it safe.
Right.
So that's a good question. But when you call up and ask 50 questions and we're doing stuff...
Hard to do.
It's hard. And we're trying to give at least every 15 minutes some kind of, if you missed it 15 minutes ago, it will come back around in 15 minutes. If you have internet, it's all on our WLDS.com news page.
Right.
But it's hard. We don't have a ticker reader at the bottom of the screen, obviously. So it's hard for us to pass it along constantly. But we don't mind questions, but we cannot talk for 5 minutes on the phone. I'm sorry.
And for those of us on the east side, and the station is on the east side, so to speak, we get our water direct from the water plant. So we may be among the first to run out of water. From there, those tanks that are up on the hill, Massey View, at Veterans Park, as soon as those drain and they don't still have it fixed,
that
means no water.
No water.
You turn on your tap and nothing comes out.
So, and usually, you know, we're not big on bottled water, but right now, go out and get a 12-pack of bottled water. If you're going to have to drink water, there you go. Don't flush. And I know, what is that saying? If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, you might have to flush it down. But you may not have any water. So just saying.
Yeah.
You might not even have water in there to do that. So
just use your head.
And the first phone call I got this morning was, can I take a shower? And I'm thinking, well, how bad do you smell? I don't know. They'd really rather you not use water unless you absolutely have to.
It is something that the city thinks they can get their hand around, get fixed
quickly,
and get done by the end of the day. And then once that happens, then we'll remain under a boil order for another 24 to 36 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, then life goes on.
Yeah.
But in case something happens, or if somebody decides they're going to, you know, turn on this 50-foot main in their backyard and water their yard, you could run out of water before that.
Well, unfortunately, not everybody in the area listens to us.
Yeah.
So they all don't know. So, you know, we might feel like we're telling you a lot, but tell everybody.
Yeah.
You should be telling people, too. Don't do it.
Yep.
What else did I have on here? The South Jacksonville is separate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming someone's going to call and say something about the Play for All water park. That is not our water.
Yeah.
It's totally somewhere else. So relax over it.
Right. And they're not to the point, too, that if you are caught watering your lawn, you're going to get a ticket.
No.
But
go out and yell at your neighbor if you see it happening.
We will look at you with cross eyes. If you do that.
And it only took about an hour before people started saying nasty things on Facebook about what's wrong with Jacksonville and everything. This is something that's like an act of God. There's nothing you can do about it. It just happens. So relax.
It's why there's being a new water plant is being built.
That's exactly. We need one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now that we got all that, we're going to mention it again here in about 10, 12 minutes, but...
Yeah.
That's why we're the radio. Are you ready for today's T word?
Oh, yeah. We got that to do.
Yeah, I know.
Set to the side.
We're going to do one of these in the next 10 minutes, too.
I'm sitting there going down my checklist. Have I called everybody I'm supposed to call and talk to? I think so.
Let's go with, six-letter word. We're not to this point yet. Six-letter word beginning with T, meaning a court summons for a traffic violation or... You know, if it gets to the point you're using too much water, you might get this.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. 243-4351. If you can tell me what today's six-letter word, beginning with T, as in today, meaning a court summons for a traffic violation. You get pulled over, you might get a... T-word. If you can tell me what today's T-word is, you will get yourself a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You will get a gift certificate from us that you can take to Bogey's Sunday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. during their lunch buffet hours at Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue. Six-letter word beginning with T. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me today's T-word?
Ticket.
That's it. Who is this?
This is Dennis.
Dennis who?
Dorfler.
Dorfler. Where are you calling from?
New Berlin.
New Berlin. You got it. And you don't have to worry about your water over there today, do you?
No, it comes all from Springfield.
All right, Dennis, you stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take to Bogey's.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Dennis Dorfler, our winner today. It is ticket.
Yes.
You don't want a ticket.
No.
Unless it's the golden.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they offer those. Darn it.
T-I-C-K-E-T. Ticket. Congratulations, Dennis.
Hi, this is Bobby Sims with Grogene Insurance Agency, your hometown insurance specialist. Give Grogene's a call today for any or all of your insurance needs. Call Grogene Insurance. Get covered today.
Are you struggling with linking your phone to your tablet, to your laptop, to your desktop? Connecting technology can be difficult, but Hanson Information Systems can help assist with this challenge by hosting a technical infrastructure that seamlessly manages and links all your important information. Call Hanson at 726-2400. Hanson, your partner for information technology.
Not as bad as a snow day. Those are always no fun.
Those are horrible.
There's certain times that being right here can make you angry. Is that call going to be someone telling me, is school out?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be someone saying, there is no school in district blah, blah, blah today? So
we used to, and still do to some extent, tell people if they call when school's out. You know, we say, hey, listen to the radio or check online.
I said that actually to a couple of people this morning.
Until
updates.
Yeah, until you started realizing that it takes you longer to tell them, listen, check online or call.
It's
easier to say no. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it depends on, people have generalized questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
Yeah. And,
well, that's a huge answer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, I won't be showering today, so y'all just have to deal with it. Good thing I did yesterday.
I, on the other hand, had the luxury of a well.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, you're not actually in.
I'm outside of
the realm. Again, there was some confusion on which towns were which earlier, but it's City of Jacksonville.
Right.
SMG Water Co-op. Alexander Rural Water. And Murrayville Woodson Water Commission. That's it.
Does not involve Franklin, because they've tapped on with Waverly.
Right.
Does not involve Manchester, because they've tapped on with the Whitehall, I believe.
And not South Jacksonville, because they are separate on their water. I think they were hooked to us a little while, but not anymore.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. It's a whole different kettle of fish.
Let's change the subject.
Okay.
I'm announcing the winner of an $11.80 gift certificate.
It's one of the things we had to put off earlier.
Emily Bryant of Jacksonville will get a certificate good for $11.80 in food at, and we just mentioned him, Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. Congratulations, Emily Bryant. We will mail this gift certificate to you. You, the listener, sometime in the next couple hours, 243-4351. When I ask you to call, you tell me Bogey's Cafe, and you will get yourself an extra value meal from McDonald's and be in for that grand prize trip for two to Las Vegas. Emily Bryant is now in for that grand prize.
One quick note on that. I have pulled names. I do it, you know, every week, a week and a half. I have pulled names, and I bet I have pulled eight names of people who do not include phone numbers.
How?
Now, that means that if you win,
let's see, the whole thing, you're out.
I can't call you.
Yeah.
I don't have your phone number. So if you were one of those who submitted something and you have won so far and you thought, did I give you my phone number?
Wait, does that mean
that
you won't write me a letter and tell me I won?
What I might do, seriously, tomorrow is go down the list and just say on the air, hey, these people, let us know which phone number it is.
And the problem with that is when you go to the big day and you pull the name out.
Yep.
You call that person.
Yes.
If they don't answer,
yeah,
You go to the next person.
Exactly.
If there is no phone number,
I go to the next person.
So you really want your number on there. And it has to be, and I try to tell people when they call in, make sure it's a number that you'll answer all the time.
Yes.
That your home or your cell phone, whatever you're going to be, sometime between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.-ish is when you call. It's a surprise.
It's and we'll continue this through, I don't know what the last date on it is.
It's not Christmas, I know
that. No. It's
near Labor Day-ish.
No, it's before, actually before that, because I'm sitting here, I get this confused with a cardinal.
So football season, wait, what?
I might check the list tomorrow, seriously. And Don's doing a good job of sending out notes to people saying, hey, we don't have your phone number.
Yeah.
Please call in.
And I have noticed that several times on emails that we're getting as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
Please.
We don't pass your information along to other people. We're not selling it for emails or anything.
I'm not calling you saying, hey, I've got these Vegematic knives that work real well.
We'd like to come in your home and demonstrate.
You know, that's occasionally what I'll get when I call the Daily Dollar.
Oh.
Because I always ask, is this the Smith residence?
Yeah.
And they'll go,
why?
Yes. Or, why?
Who is this?
And I'm trying to be as polite as I can. And some people just don't want to participate. And that's fine. And usually I get a polite, no, I don't think so. Thank you.
It's tough when dealing in business, people give you a cell phone number, and then you call the cell phone, and they're like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bugging you. I swear you wanted me to call you.
That's right.
You asked me to call this number, right, I swear. Oh, it's only Tuesday. Man, and look at the time. It's flying by this morning. I came in with the thought of, oh, I'm going to be tired again today. Oh, no. No.
Gives you it's here you get this boost of adrenaline from trying to run everything down and making sure you got all everything. And then you hit this spot, and it's about now for me where you kind of go, whew, okay, catch my breath.
And then mine will be some point this afternoon.
Yeah.
I'll be asleep.
Lull. The lull. But it's going to be a comfortable lull today.
Oh, yeah. 81.
Turned off the AC.
What was yesterday? 94. We're going to drop 13 degrees in one day.
I said I turned off the AC. Maybe. You got to make sure.
Oh, do you have one of those things in your home where you just shut it off by your phone?
Yep.
Do you have a camera in there? Can you watch the raccoon running around the living room?
Speaking of that, two raccoons.
No.
Outside the door this morning, yeah. And they were small. I think they were a couple of kids. might have been mom and a baby, because at one point I said, get out of here. And one of them went, the other one kind of cowered. The other way,
oh, you'll know a mama from a baby.
Well, usually they're
some are huge.
Yeah.
Well, that they were coming after the snakes you had.
No. And we saw a snake go through the water yesterday, too. And I didn't know whether it was a water moccasin or some other.
Do you live like in the deep woods out there or something? I thought this was semi-rural and kind of in a subdivision kind of thing.
I did notice that the raccoons were kind enough to go ahead and clean out all the bird seed that I put out yesterday.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that was kind of nice.
You get the garbage out there, they'll take care of that
probably,
for you as well.
Yeah.
All food is open game once it's outside. Again, I have not had any problem with raccoons, so I'm happy about that. Squirrels, you just give up on them.
We play golf Tuesday at Sugar Mountain, which is outside of Leland, Michigan. And on the first hole, we're up there, and one of my son-in-laws, Clint, said, hey, Fox. Of course, me thinking.
And he said, oh, thanks. I know I look good.
Beautiful woman. I look over. No, it was a fox. And this fox had no fear of us whatsoever. It kind of walked with us.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of hung around, and it was, you know, looking for food, obviously.
Yeah.
And then later on, we're playing, and it's in the backwoods, and we're walking from one hole or driving from one hole to the next. Porcupine.
Well, neither one of them are going to, well, I don't know. Yeah, at least you had a club in your hand.
Yeah, sure. And I wasn't going to go after either one anyway.
No, I was just thinking, if something comes charging at you, it'd be, I don't think either one of those I'd worry about too much.
Concerns up there is bears. You get, every once in a while you get a bear crossing sign. Didn't have that problem.
The sign come towards you?
Yeah.
There's that joke came out a few years ago. A person said something about a deer crossing sign. why do they put the sign there so the deer think that they should cross there? Why don't we move the sign somewhere else and then the deer won't cross? It's like, oh, people.
That's like me. And I, every once in a while, I see the sign that says end road work. I said, that's a protest on road work. End road work.
And your soft shoulders.
And yeah. And the state of Illinois apparently has taken that to heart.
Oh, my goodness. You know, if we have all those signs up, why don't we use them? The electronic signs. It seems like, what was it, about 10 years ago, all those popped up, and they had something to say.
Yeah.
And now not so much. If they're already there, you know, put up bulletins regularly or something. They're there. Use them. I don't know. Just, I don't know.
We ran into a couple of spots coming home, which slowed traffic down. Accidents. But it's very handy anymore. Jump on the cell phone. Punch it up. Find out where the accident is.
Not while you're driving, though. Just
not
letting
me,
people know.
Other people. And then they would say, hey, go this way or this way.
The amazing thing is on a four-lane highway with the median in the middle, how your side will slow down and the accident's not even on your side.
You got
it's on the other side and your traffic will drop by 25 miles per hour just to slow down to look at what's going on over there.
We, they're four families. Two of the families went back on Friday. They had to drive through Chicago as Chicago was letting out.
On a Friday?
Yeah. Not good. We came back on Saturday and ran into a little bit of that traffic, but most of it was coming out. We were going into Chicago and then out of Chicago. So, we're actually south of Chicago.
Yeah, kind of around the edge.
And it's, it wasn't bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were safe. They had a couple slowdowns. Tollways.
That'll always slow you. Unless you take that left lane, as we try to tell people. Always take the toll. Don't take that left lane if you don't have a little
thing. No,
because
it's kind of embarrassing when you go through there and realize, I got nothing.
Dang it.
I got nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's going to be a fun day. Hopefully, everything goes quickly and smoothly for the city. Let's all
keep
our fingers crossed for that.
That if they get it fixed, if they get the water main sealed up, before the 2 o'clock press conference, we'll know about it. We'll let you know about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll still be efforts to conserve water because they're going to have to let those towers fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now there's no water pumping in them. There's only people using water out of them.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because not everybody knows yet.
Yep.
We know,
but
not everybody knows.
Yeah.
So we're going to just shove it down your throat for the rest of the day.
That's exactly.
Just
you'll get
be
tired
ready
of
for
us
it.
Saying it. Doggone
That's
it.
What we're here for.
That's right.
The news and information.
You got it.
Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up, we'll have a look at your weather forecast. We'll have Jacksonville Area Pulse, and we'll have Market Call. Stay tuned.
This is Kevin Heights from the First National Bank of Arnsville. Warm summer days may be giving you the urge to do a little house hunting. Summer is a great time of the year for both home buyers and sellers. The warm weather makes everything about a move easier. If you're considering buying your first home, or if you think you could use something a bit roomier, I'd like to invite you to talk to the Blue Diamond Mortgage Experts at the First National Bank. Come see us before you start shopping. We can answer your questions, offer some advice, and help you select the mortgage program that's right for you. Let our mortgage experts evaluate your particular needs and give you an idea about the right price range for your budget. Put our 130 years of banking expertise to work. And if you finance that dream home with us, you'll know that your loan is serviced locally. Sure, you could get just any mortgage if you were just buying any house. Stop by and see us today.
First National Bank on Charles Street in Arnsville, South Main and South Jacksonville, and the corner of Massey and Morton in Jacksonville. First National Bank, Blue Diamond service from your hometown team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh my goodness, it's 11 minutes before the top of the hour.